Okay, we're going to explain a little bit more about this proto-mammal that we were just talking about, which was evolving during the Triassic period. And it's called Meganocodon. And it's living about 50 million years after the Permian extinction. Now, a lot of the information I'm about to tell you, in fact, all the information I'm about to tell you, comes from an absolutely wonderful book that you should read if you have a chance, called The Art and Science of What We Eat, Tasty. And it's by somebody called John McQuaid. So to avoid plagiarism, I'm going to be up front and say that most of this information came from there. And when he's describing this little creature, he says, well, it wasn't cuddly. It had reptilian characteristics. It laid eggs, for example, and moved in a rather reptilian fashion. It also had some mammalian traits. And when we think about mammals, you're going to think about fur, the warm-bloodedness. But the thing he concentrates on are its perceptions and the way it foraged to find its food. And he says it has very good eyes for looking at its predators in the dark. It had whiskers to help it root out food from the underbrush, etc. And to do this, apparently a new brain structure evolved. And that's the neocortex, which is the outer layer of gray tissue that covers our brain. And most of the structures, or a lot of the structures there, are responsible for conscious perception, and this includes flavor. And a scientist called Tim Rowe decided that he would use CT scanner, and he actually scanned Meganocodon's skull. And what he found after looking at it was that it was about 50% larger relative to its body size than this creature's ancestors. And it had a very expansive sense of smell, which accounts for most of the growth. And he thinks that the early mammals had something like 1,000 distinct smell receptor genes, which is quite incredible. And later on, he scanned another brain, which was a relative of Meganocodon, and it lived about 10 million years later. And apparently, what he found about it, that the size of the brain was it had more power to process and weave together all the senses. So he said it was a new brain, or a brain that was bursting with new nerves and perceptions. So it's incredible, really, that these first mammals, one of the advantages they had over the reptiles, which were around at the same time, was the development of the brain and the sensory perception. As we know, they're going to remain fairly small during the time of the dinosaurs, but at some point they're going to multiply and branch out and form many, many different species.